ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important and significant question. And that question is about one of the characteristics of the Day of Resurrection. As you know, in the Holy Quran, God Almighty references the Day of Resurrection with many names and many designations. One of the designations and names that God Almighty refers to the Day of Resurrection, the Qiyamah, with, is the Day of Regret, Yawm al-Hasrat. In the Holy Quran, we read the following verse: "Warn them of the Day of Regret, when the matter will be decided, when they are yet heedless and do not have faith." The Day of Regret, in the sense that people on that day, when they see the punishment of God, or conversely, when they see the rewards which have been prepared for the people who were obedient to God, and they see that they did not perform the actions necessary for the procurement of those rewards, or they performed actions in the world which merited their punishment in the hereafter, they will regret what they did, and they will regret what they did, and they will ask God to save them and to remove the punishment from them. The question we want to ask in this connection is this: who is the person with the greatest regret on the Day of Resurrection? Right? Everybody will obviously have some form of regret in the hereafter. Everybody has done some sin or has made a mistake, and he will regret it in the hereafter. Except the infallible imams and the prophets, the divine prophets. But normal people, like you and me, all of us have made mistakes and sinned, and we will regret it. But the question we want to ask today is this: who is the person who will regret what he did the most in the hereafter? Fortunately, we have an answer to this question in the form of a beautiful hadith, which has been transmitted from the first Imam, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam says the following. He says, "The greatest of regrets on the Day of Resurrection will be the regret of a man who gained wealth through means of disobedience to Allah." A person, who he, in the world, he gained wealth and money, in a way that was prohibited by religion. Then, this wealth was then inherited by a man who spent it in the obedience of Allah, glory be to him. He might have died and his son might have inherited the money. His son might have been a righteous person and he spent that wealth in a lawful way, in a way that was, God was satisfied with, and that, was a form of obedience to Allah. He might have given it in charity, or, built orphanages or mosques or whatnot with that money that he inherited from that person who procured it in an unlawful way. In continuation, the Imam says, "Thus, because of it," meaning the same wealth, "the latter entered paradise, whereas the former entered the fire." This person will see, I could have used this wealth, that I acquired. I could have, even though I, procured it in an unlawful way, I could have, changed that and, spent it in the way of Allah and perhaps gotten some reward for it. That same wealth that became a source of success for the other person has become a source of damnation for me. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the person with the greatest regret in the hereafter, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.